Good morning. Good morning.
My mama just left.
I'm sorry.
So I've got a little bit of the sads.
When mamas leave. Yeah.
Yeah. I got some sads about it. Yesterday, I showed her exactly how to use the Upside app, the free app that you can get on your phone to save you gobs of money on gas and restaurants and convenience stores inside of gas stations. So because I needed gas, we were going to go and take my older son for a walk, and I needed gas. And I was like, I'm going to show this to you now, because you know how older people are with the technology. They're not always, it doesn't always come super easily to them. So I was like showing her the app, how easy it is. It just pops up on your phone. And you just say, I'm interested in gas in my area. You press the little gas icon and voila, all of these little gas stations come up that are in your vicinity. And they say, here's how much cash back you can get at this station. Here's how much cash back you can get at this station. And I showed her, look, I'm going to choose this one. I'm going to say claim. And then I claim that that is the deal I'm going to take. And then as soon as I get to the gas station, I'm going to say, hey, I'm here and I'm filling the gas tank. And then as soon as I'm done, within 24 hours, I have the cash back right in my account. It is so handy. I don't know why anybody and everybody doesn't use it. Everybody needs to use it, because there is no downside to the Upside app. There's no downside.
You just get money. Hella?
On stuff you're already having to pay for.
Get your money. Get it.
Get it.
So get the Upside app. Get it.
For real. And then if you use code CHICKS, if you use promo code CHICKS, you will get 25 cents or more cash back on your first fill up. So make sure to use code CHICKS when you download the free Upside app.
It's a pretty good deal. Yeah. You don't want to pass that up. And also check out our locals at chicksontheright.locals.com page. And then our insiders, our Facebook insiders, because they are awesome, awesome people. So check both of those places out.
Do it today. You guys, as you can see from the headline, the title of today's podcast, do not look at your 401ks. I just highly recommend you avert your eyes, because Joe Biden has simply erased any gains that there were last year. If you thought last year was a great year and you were enjoying all the gains, those are now, everything is gone. Everything is now in the hole for his 18 months of the presidency. He's now underwater when it comes to the stock market. So in addition to everything else he's done wrong, now your retirement savings is starting to deplete. So just maybe don't look at it for a little bit, and then hopefully there'll be an upturn, but things are not good right now.
Yeah, it's great, because my husband was thinking about actually retiring this year, and he probably won't be. So I hate this administration.
I mean, this is the worst. It's the literal worst.
Yeah, I hate them. Yeah. It's okay. I'm just saying that out loud. I'm saying what a lot of people are thinking. I know people are like, hate is a really strong word, Daisy. No, I loathe them. I loathe them. As Mock would say, with the fury of a billion suns.
A trillion suns.
That's how I feel about this administration. They suck.
They suck. You know what they suck? They suck these.
And the thing is that they'll start doing all these things. Like, oh, now all of a sudden everything is about abortion. Seriously, this is what they're doing. Like, if people with actual firing synapses in their brains know what they're doing, this is what they're doing. Everybody's talking about right now is abortion, 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 abortion. Seriously, there's like a gajillion things that this administration has done wrong. And they're like, let's all talk about abortion, because everybody's going to be talking about abortion from now until the midterms, and go.
Go. Right.
This is what it is. So calculated. It drives me crazy. But, you know, okay. So people's retirement accounts are in the tank. This is what's happening now. People's, yet another thing to put on the list of things that they suck at.
I know. Great. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's like every single thing that they touch has turned to absolute garbage. It's
garbage.
Just the worst.
Hot
garbage.
On fire. This garbage is on fire. Hot garbage.
And I do, if we have time, I do want to get to the CNN clip that I have of this guy, a CNN guy, who is explaining what's happening with the deficit. Because right now, the Biden administration is lying about reducing the deficit. It is a lie. And it takes a CNN guy to break it all down into like layperson's terms so that we can all understand why it's a lie. And so hopefully we'll get to that. But first, I wanted to show you Patrice Cullors, a part of one of the original BLM founders. There's an interview that she did with the AP, because as you know, we've talked about it. all kinds of accusations, rightly, that BLM cannot account for millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And yet Patrice Cullors, who's one of the worst, now has like four homes, and they had that $6 million LA mansion that they got in order for Black people to pursue their crafts or something. And so now she is finally admitting.
Are you mean like crafts, like crafts, like doing crafts, or like what?
Maybe like they're to pursue their art and their crafts and whatever they wanted
origami?
To do.
Origami? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But now she finally admitted to the AP in this interview that it probably was not a good idea on her part to use that mansion for her son's birthday party. And to use it in, you know, in some personal ways that she realizes now maybe that didn't look right, but she's still pushing back on this notion that that she stole donation money and just like padded her own bank account. Just look away from the fact that her brother was head of security at the mansion, that her mother also worked for it, that all kinds of like aunties and uncles and all kinds of family members had cush jobs through BLM at the house. Just look away. Don't pay attention to that.
Right.
She has something to say about the money that she has earned, you guys. And this is what was so funny to me, is that this particular clip.
Have you ever used money from BLM to pay for your home or the homes of your family members or any other funds that were donated to Black Lives Matter to essentially enrich yourself?
No, I have never used Black Lives Matter donations to pay for any of the properties that I own in the past or own right now. You know, the idea that Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation received millions of dollars and then I hid those dollars in my bank account is absolutely false.
Is there any truth to the reports that your family has been hired to work at the property that was purchased by Black Lives Matter?
While my brother is the head of security and my mom and sister did work at the property, there are also dozens of other people who work in the organization that are Black folks and are doing amazing work. It's not like I literally, you know, opened up the bank accounts and was like, I'm bringing all my family and friends in. Folks had skill sets. It's been a really bizarre experience to know the truth and to have false and misinformation be spread about me, especially around my own personal resources that I've worked my ass off to attain.
So she now super cares about working hard to achieve wealth. She is a Marxist. And now all of a sudden, when it's her wealth, how dare you talk about her money that she's worked so hard to earn? She wants to take everybody else's.
Right.
But like, when it's her money, then it means something. This is so typical of these elitist jerks who want Marxism for everyone else but themselves. You know what I mean?
If she actually even knows what that means. You know what I mean? She'll call herself a Marxist, but like, and a lot of these people will do that. Like, they embrace socialism, but do they really even know what that means? Do they? Do they though? You know, a lot of these liberals, they'll talk about socialism and they'll talk about, you know, collectivism and all that kind of, but do they really even know what that is at the end of the day? Because, I mean, I don't know if they do, Mark. I don't know if they really understand that.
Well, remember when you, Bernie,
why?
Were asked.
But why?
You were asked directly when you were like spouting all off about how millionaires and billionaires should give more money. And then like somebody asked Bernie Sanders directly, why don't you just pay more taxes? If you think
right.
Everybody should pay more tax, just why don't you pay it? And he scoffed. He was outraged.
But see, I mean, I hear you. That's the thing. I think, I guess. I mean, I totally understand your point. It's just that when American people who live in a cush America, because let's face it, that's what it is. It's a cush America. Those kind of American socialists, they just don't understand really what socialism is. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, the average Joe.
The American socialist doesn't understand what real socialism is. And so they're like, socialism's great. I think it'd be really great to be socialist. And then when they look at actual socialist countries, or they actually live in a socialist country, they wouldn't be able to these people wouldn't be able to make it. Like, you put AOC in a socialist, like in a Venezuela. Seriously, let's see how well you do there, chick. You know, Bernie Sanders, let's see how well you do there. Although, you know, there is a case, an argument to be made that there are people who do really well in Venezuela. You know, the elite do well in a Venezuela. And then there are people that, you know, the huddled masses don't do well, you know,
exactly.
But it's a very small elite that do well. Which, you know, the Patrice Cullors of the world may do really well in Venezuela.
Well, she would make sure of it. Those people
right.
that scream the loudest for it, that are in positions of influence and power, want it because they know they're going to be okay. They
right.
have no fear. They have no worries. It's disgusting.
What a hose beast. You know, she's like, it's just so bizarre. It's so bizarre that this is even happening. I don't know why. Like, I've got like 18 people in my family working at the house, but it's so bizarre. All these falsehoods. I don't understand.
They had skill sets, Daisy. They had skill sets.
Right. Okay.
God.
Good.
Just ridiculous. Anyway, so I thought it was important to share that update about the BLM founder. I did also want to share with you our friend Dave Rubin. There was just this moment. This comes from his own podcast where he is talking about Karine Jean-Pierre, the new press secretary. When Psaki finally leaves next Friday, Karine Jean-Pierre will be taking over. And as we mentioned, when the announcement came through, it was a big, big deal for Psaki and this White House to make sure everyone knows that Karine Jean-Pierre is a Black lesbian. It's important,
totally.
You guys.
Oh, my God. That's all.
So important.
I don't know anything else about her.
Right.
That's it.
Well,
she's
and that
all,
is
all
exactly, that's exactly Dave Rubin's point. And but the way that he talks about her, because he's gay and he can, it just cracks me up. He literally calls her a Black lesbo. And I just love him so much.
Be replaced by Karine Jean-Pierre. We know nothing about her other than the most important things. She's a Black lesbo. And for that, she's got the gig. Very exciting. She's also married to a CNN anchor. Yes, you can't make this stuff up. She is married to Suzanne Malveaux, who is a CNN anchor. I did not know Suzanne is a lesbian. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But you'd think that perhaps in terms of optics, if you were bringing in a new White House press secretary, you could maybe possibly find someone who wasn't married to a CNN anchor. Do you think that would be possible? But the impossible is possible with these people.
Anyway, I just love
yeah,
that.
You're- Yeah, he can get away with that. He can totally get
right.
away with calling her that. Yeah, we'd probably get scolded for that. Yeah,
I feel like he has a bit of a pass.
I honestly, like, seriously though, I don't know anything else about her. Does anybody know anything else about her? I don't
know.
Does she have a dog or a cat? Like, it's like, is there any? Do we know anything else about this woman? I don't. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I mean, it's just remarkable how much emphasis they put on the dumbest, uncontrollable things.
Right.
Like, she cannot control the fact that she is a Black woman. And yet that is part of her that's part of her qualification.
The Democrat Party is like, she has more melanin and she likes to have sex with women, you guys. She's it. She's in. She's got the job. She's got it. What the hell?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, granted, she has done a very nice job. Whenever she's filled in, she has that voice that always is so nice and soothing and very sweet. And she lies just as well as Psaki does. So, I mean,
I like her clothes. I don't care about anything else except for I think her clothes are cute. That's all. Like that's all I can say about it. That's nice to say about her. And then I don't have to look at Psaki.
Exactly. We've just got a few more days, you guys. We can do this. I know I just mentioned not to look at your 401k statement. If you are thinking maybe now is the time more than ever to dabble in gold, please visit our friends at getacregold.com/chicks because they offer you a subscription service to get your hands, your grubby little paws on bars of gold that are sent straight to your home. You can lock them away for safekeeping. So handy that you can pay monthly. And then as you earn the bars of gold, they just ship them off to you and you stack them up and you know that it is in your possession. It's a nice hedge against all the inflation, against all of the stock market volatility. It's just nice to know that you've got something else, something more diversified as part of your whole financial portfolio. GetAcreGold.com/chicks. Check them out. Now is the time more than ever before.
And then also, you guys, make sure that you're following us on TikTok. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, but we are on the TikTok now. So you should follow us there. If you are on TikTok and giving all of your information to China, do that.
It's TikTok.
Right.
Okay. So can we just get through a couple sackies? Really?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like the final farewell. It's like the farewell tour.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, there's an end in sight, right?
Right.
There's light at the end of this tunnel. So it's not, it's only going to last for another week and a half or so.
That's right.
Yesterday, and I think, did we play it yesterday when she was like, oh yeah, protesting in front of Justice's homes is fine. We're all about peaceful protest. Just keep it peaceful. Not realizing, of course, that it is a federal crime to protest at a Supreme Court justice's home in order to influence or intimidate them into changing their mind about a decision that they're making. It is a federal crime. You would think that this actual administration would know that. No.
Yeah. I mean, all these people have to do is protest at the Supreme Court. I mean, do that instead. I mean, that's the thing. And they could have just taken a stance of saying that. That's what, I don't know why the administration has to be so dumb, for real. Like, just say that, you know, just say that. And you can say protest, by all means, protest, do it. That's cool. But do it there, which is what we've been doing forever. You know, it's cool.
Can you imagine being one of the justice's neighbors and having to put up with that
shit? Yeah. Or being the justice's little kid. Could you imagine? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they have wives, they have, you know, husbands, they have kids. They have little kids. Can you imagine those little kids being terrified? I mean, I think about those kids growing up like that. I mean, they didn't ask for that crap. Yeah. My God.
Well, and Alito's had to go into hiding. I mean, it's bad. It's really, really bad.
So they're really making a difference, you know? I mean, if Alito's gone into hiding and they're out there protesting, oh, they're really making a difference. They're moving the needle there since he's not even in his freaking house. I mean, what a bunch of idiots.
I know. They're just ridiculous. So now Psaki is, I mean, I don't want to say she's changing her tune because she's not, but she... The language has shifted just a little bit. Here she was yesterday.
Violence, threats, and intimidation have no place in political discourse. Yes, we are a country that promotes democracy, and we certainly allow for peaceful protest in a range of places in the country. None of it should violate the law. No one is suggesting that. And it should never resort to violence, to threats, to intimidation in any way, shape, or form.
She's totally doing the CYA thing. After what, years of basically promoting violence, this is what the Democrats have done. You know, ask Maxine Waters, ask Hillary Clinton, ask Eric Holder, ask all of these people in your party who have literally promoted violence and stoked the flames. They're all about the rage, man. They're all excited about this. This is 2020 all over again.
And Lightfoot, Beetlejuice actually used the term, this about the abortion thing, this is a call to arms.
Yeah.
He actually used that phrase. And then they're going to be like, because Trump said, go home, everybody, on January 6th, that somehow he was inciting violence. They actually use the words. I mean, it's amazing to me.
I heard Bill Barr say yesterday that this is exactly the same notion as January 6th. I mean, they're basically doing the same thing. They're trying to, I mean, if you look at it, the same exact notion of what they did on January 6th is what they're doing right now. They're doing it to our officials, to people that are, they're doing it just to the Supreme Court as opposed to people in the Senate. Look at what they're doing. I mean, it's the same exact thing, except for the media is covering it in a different way. I mean, think about it. I mean, obviously it's like there's a little bit more violence, but they're doing a call to, I mean, they could become violent. And the way that they're handling this is it's kind of like a mini insurrection is basically what he said. And he has a point. But the way that the press is covering it and the way that Democrats are trying to spin it, because obviously they have control of the media, let's just face it, is, you know, they're saying, oh no, this is fine. Kind of like they said 2020, the riots in 2020 were fine. But January 6th is like this horrible, awful thing we have to have investigations about because they pick and choose what's terrible and what's not. And then we all just sit back and go, oh yes, sir. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's insane. They're all pretty bad. Right. I mean, they're all riots. And so it's like they are trying to tell us which ones are bad and which ones are not.
Right.
It's insanity.
And which ones are considered terrorism or insurrections, right. And which are, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Totally.
One more Saki and then we'll be done with her. This is just her trying, I think this is her trying to excuse away once again inflation and just say, listen, nobody could have seen this coming. So that's my favorite thing.
Oh, if we look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, 2/3 to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago.
You guys were saying it was transitory a year ago. A year ago is when you were talking about, oh, this is just a fleeting thing. There's, it's going to be no problem. And people like us were saying, that's a bunch of bullshit because your policies are going to make this really, really bad. Really bad. So for her to say, we couldn't have seen this coming. Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you could totally see it coming. You could see it coming during the campaign when Joe Biden was like, yeah, I'm basically going to destroy the energy industry. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, hey, everybody, this is what I'm running on. I'm running on this platform. I'm going to just totally F this whole thing up. And people were like, okay, yeah. Because he said it. He ran on this platform. And now all of a sudden people are surprised that gas prices are high. What the hell is wrong with you? It's like, you can't blame that on Putin entirely. You can't do that. My God, these people are, they're mental. And the thing is, but there are people, but honestly, there are Americans out there who buy this crap. They buy the spin. Democrats are like, oh yeah, it's Putin. Putin is evil. It's got to be Putin. My God, you're, snap out of it. You're an idiot. It's not. I mean, do you remember the guy who actually ran for office? Because he said to everybody, it came out of his mouth. He said during debates that this is what he was going to do. And now he is just fulfilling the policy. This is what's happening.
And everybody said, if he does the things he's going to say he's going to do, then here are the outcomes. And everybody was like, the economy is going to go to crap. And so when it does, they don't get to sit back and go, did we do that? Oh, no, you know what? It was Putin. It was Putin that did that. No, you don't get to do that.
No, but they're sure trying. They are sure trying, aren't they?
They absolutely are. I thought it would be fun to revive Alex Jones.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about him. What is he up to these days? I totally forgot about Alex.
He's still doing like his InfoWars thing. But the reason that I'm playing this clip is, first of all, because his psychosis amuses me on some levels. Like I can only take him in tiny little bits.
Yeah.
He's a lunatic, but he is in this video, he's responding to a caller. Like he's taking a call from somebody who apparently right before this clip starts brought up some sort of Q related something, like some idea that is a Q thing. Right.
Okay.
And I did not realize that Alex Jones is so adamantly anti-Q. Like, I thought he was actually a Q person himself.
Me
but
too.
Come to find out. Yeah, he is not. He is not.
My God.
In fact, he's got some rage about Q that you are about to witness.
Look, I love you, Adam. Did you hear what I just said in the lead up to that? What did I say to you right before you responded back with, yeah, I know somebody was giving out good information?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I might have.
No. It's okay. It's okay. You understand that we lost the country because of Q.
Yes, sir.
And I have to put up with the Q people all over the place. And I'm tired of it. So I'm not mad at you, but you hit a button here. And the damn Q people were the ones that manipulated some people to go into the damn Capitol and worked with the feds. Q is the worst people on earth at the top. Q is the New World Order. Q is a psyop to lead us around by our noses.
I didn't know that. I had no idea that he was so anti-Q. I was right there with you. I thought for sure he was one of them. Okay.
I mean, I thought
Who
he
knew?
Was like one of the leaders. You know what I mean? I thought he espoused all of those ideas. And so that was really surprising to me.
I thought for sure he was one of those people that thought JFK Jr. was coming back to save us. I also saw where they're claiming bankruptcy. Am I wrong about that? Somebody can tell me
Who
if
is?
I'm wrong. But I saw that InfoWars is claiming bankruptcy. Did I see that wrong? I saw in the news that they did. Yeah. Which I thought was interesting. Because, you know, we love our Paul Joseph Watson. We really love that guy.
Yes. Yeah.
We really like him. Our little British guy who's we used to play. We have a clip that we used to play on the radio all the time. And I don't know where it came from, but Paul Joseph Watson, he said, "What a dick," one time. And we used to play that on our radio show, you guys, like on a loop. We loved it. We couldn't say dick on the air, but we would just bleep out dick. And we would play that on our radio show, like, I mean, as much as we could, because we just love the way that he said it, because he's British. And so, and it was just, we just like him because he's brilliant and he's a really smart dude. We just like him. And he's funny, really funny. And you don't see much of him anymore, you know?
He's still doing all the things. Like, he still makes his videos and stuff. But because I don't know if he's, yeah, he is on Twitter, but there was a point where I think he wasn't. And so then he started his own deal separate from InfoWars. And I don't know that it's been quite the same, but yeah, he still has some great stuff out there.
Still kicking. Good.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, you guys, I wanted to tell you, because I know we've talked about Healthy Cell, and I'm loving all of the comments that I'm seeing from the people who have ordered Healthy Cell, who are trying it, and who are loving Healthy Cell. If you have not heard of Healthy Cell, this is the new and improved way of taking your vitamins and supplements, you guys. If you're looking for a great multivitamin that you want your body to absorb fully, that is not going to happen with a pill or capsule. I'm telling you right now, your body does not absorb all the vitamins and minerals that come from capsules and pills because of all the filler and all the junk that they have to put in there. It doesn't work as well as these amazing gel packs of delicious candy goo. I don't know how they make it taste so good, but it is essentially a bag of goo. You can shoot it, you can mix it into a drink, and it is your daily multivitamin. They also have choices, and we've talked about the Focus and Recall last week that really helps you stay alert, like for your morning meetings or whatever. But also they have Immune Super Boost. And what this does is it actually supports your white blood cell, your white blood cells, your immune response, your immune cell activators. It's got all these protective antioxidants in it. This is the stuff that you want to get like for your parents, right? Like for your mom, for Mother's Day. You want to make sure that she is loaded up because this is what helps you get through any kind of cold and flu season. It just gives your immune system a boost. And don't take it from us. Take it from like actual doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough, who is also a very huge proponent of Healthy Cell's products. So if you want to try them out, you can get 20% off your first order if you use promo code CHICKS at healthycell.com/chicks. I do have, and we don't have time to get to them, but we should at least mention that, yes, we are aware of, what is it? Nora O'Donnell, I think is her name. She did an interview with former Defense Secretary Esper, who has written a book about working with Trump. And everybody is talking about this on social media right now because the revelations that he has made in the book, where he's talking about some of the ideas that Trump had, some of the requests that were made by Trump to the Defense Secretary were so completely off the wall and crazy that, and he has backup from other people that served in the administration who said, yes, we heard the same thing. This is all true. So he thought, well, I should document this because it's important that people know some of Trump's crazy ideas. So they're long clips and we don't have time to get to them, and you can find them easily if you want to. But suffice it to say that, as he points out, Trump did a lot of good. He did a lot of good. We all know this. But we can also get a lot of good things done with someone who is not quite as out there and divisive and already has such a black cloud hanging over him like Trump does. So anyway, you should watch the interview. There are some things in it that are really, truly shocking. And I believe him. I mean, it's not like a Michael Wolff or whoever that guy was that was just like
the bulb,
picking people out of the White House to hear hearsay from. This guy was there. He heard, I mean, Trump told him what to do. And he's like, I don't know. That was not okay.
I think Michael Wolff was more of like a Page Six guy. He was more of like an entertainment reporter, loser dude. This guy is more, and he was in the White House. And so it's really interesting. Although we've heard a lot about these kind of people. I'm exhausted by all these tell-alls. You know, I think the bottom line is, do you want a Trump 2.0? I think at the end of the day, does America want a Trump 2.0? You know, do people want that? Or do they want something fresh and new without baggage? I think that's the bottom line. I like Trump. I mean, I always liked Trump with his baggage and everything. But do I want something fresh and new and without all the stuff from the past? There's a part of me that is like, yeah, it would be really nice to have a clean slate. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, after the past 2.5 years, I'm just freaking exhausted. You know? And I'm not alone in thinking that way. And so, I think there are a lot of good candidates out there that could, you know, fit the bill. So, I think there are other good candidates too. Frankly, I think he's fantastic, but I think there are other ones out there that could do it too. So, I mean, I think we have a great bench of candidates, whereas the Democrats don't. I think we can wipe the floor with these people because they are absolute losers with nothing to offer. And so, I mean, I think we're in great shape and we don't need to go back to 2020. We don't need to go back to 2016. We just don't need to. We have great people on our side. And, you know, I think because of the past 8 years, we've been developing this great bench of people, new people, you know, get rid of all the old people. And I think Trump did such an amazing job showing America it doesn't have to be the old establishment folks that are there. You don't have to do that. He was such a great inspirational person because he showed America you can do better. You know, look, he was, my God, they were like throwing daggers at him from the start, and he was the greatest person to take the punches because he could do it. And he paved the way. I think he was just such a perfect person to get in there to take the shots and take the beating and to pave the way for everybody after him. Because I think now it's like, now there's going to be people like, you know, like the Herschel Walkers of the world, who is not a career politician. I'm just I'm using him as an example. I mean, he's not going to run for president, but I'm just using him as an example, because people that are not career politicians to get in there and run for office and change the fabric like of the Republican Party. That's what we need to do, is get people in there who are not career politicians and change literally the core and the structure of the Republican Party. That's what we need to do. And he was the guy to do it. And I swear, I think it was divine. Like it was meant to be. I believe that everything happens for a reason. He was there at the right time, at the right place to do what he needed to do to change the structure of it, you know?
And I agree. I mean, there were so many good things that he did, and so many, he shook up the system so hard in a way that it needed to be shaken up. But I do worry, especially, you know, some of the things that he suggested doing, like shooting BLM protesters in the leg and like sending missiles to Mexican cartel, like, you know, missile striking cartels in Mexico. Like some of the stuff was so completely off the wall. And, you know, it's kind of erratic. And that's the thing I think that freaks people out, is that he can be so impulsive, especially when it comes to stepping on his own feet. So many of the wounds that he suffered during his own presidency were self-inflicted. And I was just like, why are you, just don't make it worse. Just stop. You don't need to respond to every dig at you, because you're in a role where everyone is going to criticize, and you don't have to actually respond to all that criticism by saying somebody got a bloody facelift. Like, it's just not necessary. So I worry that there's too many people that hate him that will be inspired to vote against him. Right. And that it's time for a change. That's my view. I know a lot of you are going to be mad. You get all mad at me when I say that, but that's where I am. And happily, I'm starting to see more and more people online say those exact same things, that I love Trump. I would vote for him again if he is the nominee. And I would too. I would do that. But I would prefer that it just not have to be something I have to do.
Right.
So anyway, that's where I am on that.
All right, you guys. It is Tuesday. What are we doing today? I know that we're talking to, aren't we talking to somebody today? We're talking to somebody today, aren't we?
We are talking to somebody.
Should I tease that, or should we?
You can. I don't see why you shouldn't.
We're talking to Ms. Shannon Bream today, you guys. We're talking to Ms. Shannon Bream today, and then that will be out tomorrow. It's going to be super fun. I'm looking forward to that one. Really excited to talk to her. Because she is, I mean, I feel like I should probably take off my Def Leppard shirt and like.
I'm going to shower beforehand.
Really? I should put on a princess costume to talk to her or something.
For real.
She is, my God, she's just so otherworldly. She's Miss Shannon Bream. So we'll be talking to her today. And then that'll come out to my little drop tomorrow. Super excited about that.
Which means you should make sure to subscribe to our podcast on whatever podcasting platform you like best. We are found on all of them. And then that way you can put us in your tool belt. And so it'll be ready to go when you get the notification tomorrow that says Chicks on the Right, new episode, new deep dive is ready for you to listen to. And you'll get to hear us with Shannon Bream.
Right. You can take us with you. You guys bring it in. Big hug, big Tuesday hug. Have a fantastic day. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Hi everyone, Steve Hilton here. You may have seen my show The Next Revolution on Fox News, but did you know about my podcast, The Daily California? I live in California and I suffer, along with millions of people, the consequences of the madness, the left-wing madness that is shoved down our throats by the Democrats who've been in power unchallenged pretty much for so long here. We're fighting back. It's called The Daily California. It's important that we get as many people joining us as possible because, as you know, what starts in California doesn't end there. It can infect the whole country. So join us at The Daily California to help fight back. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts.